On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know the drill. No rulements until Wednesday. You have just drive by longingly today and say, a couple days, I'll see you, Phil, and the team for
longingly.
A steak.
Phil's in there right now, though.
Working hard.
Crunching the numbers. Can you see him on the adding
crunching.
Machine?
Can you see him in the, crunching the numbers from the weekend?
From the weekend, adding up, yeah. Cashola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cashola.
Yeah.
Jeez, Phil.
Well, tomorrow's Ruhlman's Eve, which is great. And then Wednesday through Sunday, they're open to the public. But today, Phil's off, but working the numbers
Thanksgiving
today.
Coming. Phil, if you're listening, can I get a little container of stuffing to go? I know it's a buffet. I just don't know if I get a little...
You're going for that?
You didn't ask for a plate. You asked for stuffing.
Just a little deal of stuffing.
Why don't you bring your own container?
I don't know if Phil wants me walking in there.
frowned apart.
Yeah, that's frowned apart.
What about Laura's purse?
I got some of my own Tupperware, Phil. Does that concern you at all?
Can't you put it in Laura's purse?
Probably could, but it's a buffet. I think you can take them. I'm asking
just,
Phil.
Hey, hold on. Can you take... You can bring your... God dang, it's not actually a bad idea. Yeah. Bring your own Tupperware into the restaurant and take some... Extras.
It'd be kind of nice.
You paid for it.
I don't think that's really how it works. I don't think you can go to Sizzler and
you go
walk
to buffet
out with,
and walk out with extras. Extra. Come on,
I don't
man.
Think you can do that.
So, I like the thought, though, Steve.
Yes. Thank you, Steve.
Go see Phil and the team Wednesday through Sunday at Highway 6 in Ashland at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. I'm getting chastised for something. I got to bring it up real quick.
Okay.
I brought up the men on Saturday. Yesterday, the women did play also in Sioux Falls. Norton, Nebraska beat North Dakota State. 82-70 at the Pentagon.
Good win.
It was a good win.
Huge win.
Nebraska right now record is 4-0.
Hey, Jake, why did you not want to bring that up?
I wasn't there, and so I didn't have the emotion of the game. Sorry.
That's fair.
Sorry, Breakers.
It is fair.
Also,
you were aware of it.
We got chastised by Duke also because Nebraska, you know, had wrestling in Tulsa.
Which we were going to get to, but then Duke came after us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sip, you have this pulled up. It was a... promising start for Nebraska. It did not end particularly great.
Well,
they won Tulsa.
They won their first two rounds of the national duels in Tulsa. And then
what
lost,
happened?
Then lost Ohio State in a semis, 33-3. These are duels, hence the term national duels.
Thank you.
And then they lost to Oklahoma State in a battle for third place. So they finished fourth, Nebraska. They lost to Oklahoma State 33-6. Nebraska won only 3 of its 20 bouts on Sunday. Yeah. Now that will not sit well with the head coach.
That's rough.
Fourth place finish. The winner took home $200,000. I don't know who ended up winning.
I thought it was Ohio State won it.
Did it?
I think Ohio State won it.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Yes.
Nebraska takes home $75,000, and remember Mark told us they would split that with the athletic department. Split that, and Nebraska gets that amount for its wrestling program.
It's a cool event.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really cool event. Wish that was local. Wish we'd do that here.
National duels, I don't think they've ever been here.
I think maybe a lot of surprises when you are number two in the country and you get beat
that,
like
but
that.
Thoroughly.
But, you know, Antro Taylor, I'm not trying to call one guy out, but this is stunning that he won the, number one wrestler in the country at 157, national champ last year, got major decision, 16-4.
The
eighth ranked wrestler from Ohio State, Brandon Cannon. That's stunning.
Yeah.
A major decision against a national champ.
The thing you never know is what's going, especially in wrestling, you don't get there's no place to hide. So if you could have a sickness, you could have something, an injury, what it is. You have no idea what it is. And there's nothing really to do like going, hey, I'm just going to try to, I can get through this. I mean, you're out there by yourself getting through it. There's no other teammates
Can't
out there
hide.
With you.
No hiding. There you go. There's some updates. There's some sports.
Yeah. I got a text here from Blake Molly.
What?
Blake Molly. This is on the text line.
Who is Blake Molly?
402-464-5685. Blake Molly is... the nephew of Kurt Molly, who got kicked out of the game.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I'm full master.
This is family. Here we go.
He said he just had to go to the bar area during the game. Said he was just, quote, amped up and passed a little bit hard to the ref.
Did Did he? Was it a chest pass or what? How did he
over the head?
Over the head. They whipped it over his head.
Over the head.
Right at him.
It didn't look that bad on TV. Yeah. In fact, I think the TV announcers comment like he just threw the ball to the ref.
I guess that
it happened very Bill. It happened really quick.
Does and then this young man that's texting is who again?
This is Blake Molly. Blake, it's Kurt Molly's nephew.
Blake, what is the situation with his brother-in-law outing him during the game?
We'd like to know.
We got him on the phone. We got okay. Let's bring him in.
Okay, this is Kurt. Who we have?
We got
Kurt. Is this Kurt Molly?
All
right, here we go.
We got to know. Stand. Kurt, give us your story. On you got kicked out of the sideline part of the game. You stayed in the game in the bar area. What happened? Give us your play-by-play of this.
Well, you know, I was just minding my own business like a good fan, and all of a sudden this ball rolled right up to me.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Grabbed it, and I thought I fired a pretty textbook over-the-head pass to the ref, and
yep. He
came over here and said, "You're out." And my brother-in-law sitting right next to me, he's catching a lot of grief. My brother-in-law points him. He's out. You know, we had a little kid sitting next to us, so we were trying to be on our best behavior as far as hollering and, you know, what we were saying. So it was kind of a shock. I don't know really what happened. And then So I was able to go upstairs, and I didn't even get to watch the rest of the game. I had to take about 300 selfies. Everybody's
you're a legend.
Talking to me, so it's kind of an interesting night. Let me tell you. After the game, I went down, wanted to find Coach Hoiberg, which I did. So I was like, gosh, I didn't want to make a big deal of it. You know, I didn't want to take away from the team. And he didn't see what happened, so I told him what happened. And his first response, he said, was it Kelly that threw you out?
Ooh, Kelly Pfeiffer, the ref.
Yep, it was not Kelly Pfeiffer. I think actually Kelly would have probably enjoyed it. You know, he likes messing with the fans. But, yeah, it was kind of odd. I wasn't expecting that. So, and everybody's like, oh, you did a really nice job of getting up and not causing a scene. Well, I didn't want to get noticed, so I was getting up. Well, I guess that backfired.
Wow, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong.
You just threw a little bit too hard.
You didn't do anything wrong.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
This actually is playing into your hands. You're kind of a hero here. You did nothing wrong. People know who you are. You handle everything great. So now, if you had done something and made a complete fool of yourself like that, then not a good deal. But now,
I didn't have a beer with that at the time.
Jake, you didn't do it. You took 300 selfies, you think, after this?
Oh, man, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it was coming up to me. I've had people text me that I haven't talked to in my life. In 30 years, I haven't talked to them. I'm getting emails from people. I don't know how many people communicate that way if you don't know somebody, but I'm actually getting emails saying, hey, you're a hero.
He's a hero.
I'm sure the hero comes into play. I kind of like the hero idea.
In my mind, you are a hero.
Well, you know, I didn't inspire the team, but the fans did get a little fired up after that. You know, there's some people booing when I got thrown out. So
question, Kurt, did you end up like going to the Blue Rock after the game? And if so, did like people buy like 75 beers or what?
Well, we tried to go to the Blue Rock and it was total chaos.
Okay.
I mean, it was. We went in there and stood there for 20 minutes ready to drink, so we ended up heading back to the Verbo and just had some good laughs there. And I called Robin Washut because I wanted to get it out there, like what I did. You know, I was, you know, so he put a post on center right away or on three or whatever. I'm used to being Huskers Illustrated, so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I got a question. What did the ref say to you? What did he say?
He was very specific. He said, "You're out."
No confusion.
Like that.
You're out.
Get out of here.
Yep. And I was like, when I got up, I was like, "What'd I do?" And then I was like, "You know what? Let's get out of here before so nobody sees you." I was thinking, I just hope my wife didn't see this on TV.
She probably did. Well,
they did. It was.
Everyone... I saw it. And I wasn't even looking.
You were sitting in front row. When you had to walk out, it was pretty obvious. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty obvious. Kind of a weird couple days. It was just crazy as heck. So, you know, I had a text yesterday morning from another radio show right at 10:30. I was on. I got a couple more today to do. So,
will you be quitting your day job?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I'm gonna still need to continue.
Last thing, Kurt. You had an interesting T-shirt on. I believe it said "I'm full mast." Of course, that's a rink mast. Connotation. Where'd that come from? And
well,
the story there.
Yeah, so there's a group of us guys that kind of met. We're hardcore fans. And we kept going to the end zone and we'd see these guys there all the time. And we'd go to Memphis, we'd see them. We'd been to Sioux Falls and we'd see them. So we all kind of became buddies. Now we all sit together. And one of the gentlemen came out of the BYU game and he said, "I am full mast after that game." So naturally, we decided we better get some T-shirts made.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's how it was birthed.
That's what I would have thought.
Well,
wow.
I brought a 2XL for rank. I hope it fits him. I tossed it to the... I gave it to him in warm-ups, or I gave it to one of the managers in warm-ups. So hopefully he gets a chance to wear it.
Well, Kurt, thank you. We're low on time, but
Kurt,
thank you for calling in and telling your side of the story. We appreciate that.
Great story.
Thank you, Kurt. That's Kurt Molly kicked out of the game.
Free Kurt Molly.
Sioux Falls.
We need new T-shirts. Free Kurt Molly.
He's a legend. People are calling him over the place.
That official overreacted completely.
Yeah.
It's complete over-official.
You think he'd kind of laugh and kind of look at him going, "Hey, listen. Calm it down a little bit there."
He said,
"Hey, Sparky.
You're out."
Hey, Sparky.
Right. Sparks. Calm it down a little bit.
We'd love to see Jake get tossed. That would have been... Because there would have been...
Please,
imagine the hands up. Imagine the hands.
Come on.
Me?
I don't know if Jake would have handled it quite
Jake
as well.
Jake would not have handled it. He would not have went with, I'm just leaving quietly. Nope, this would have been a big situation
Jake,
here.
This is a lesson for you.
Thank you. That I'm
learning. If something happens,
don't do that.
Just head out.
Jake Sorensen will not be on air for 2 weeks.
What happened?
He's been suspended from the air.
Reprimanded, basically.
Reprimanded.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills next, an early break in the Ticket.